Zan Rice is on the line from Tripoli. There's been more bombing there today, I believe, Zan.
There has. There's been. We've heard several explosions throughout the day. Seems like on the outskirts of the capital. It's not nearly as intense as it was earlier this week. But on the other hand, it does seem like NATO is trying to pressure on Gaddafi by continuing these bombing runs.
And this is a new approach for them to bomb in the daylight. Is that right?
That's right. You know, previously it was night time, which I guess one of the reasons for that was to minimize chances of collateral damage, especially if they were in buildings affiliated to the government. But they're now doing it in the day.
And what's your impression of what people in Tripoli feel is going to happen to Gaddafi? How do they think it's going to play out?
Well, it's quite interesting. I mean, nobody really knows, of course, and nobody can give a timescale to it. But I mean, I think there's increasingly clear that people think that the only way out of this is that Gaddafi has to go, that he will go one way or the other. Now, you know, to even mention this before the war would have been to invite a very long and horrible stay in prison. And in the early days of the conflict, people would not have been talking about this sort of thing. Spent some time downtown today and earlier this week. And, you know, when people are out of earshot of anyone else, they are saying, look, you know, we are just waiting, Gaddafi, and we want him to go. And they certainly aren't expressing any great anger about the NATO bombing. So there seems to be a more sense of inevitability about it all. People just waiting. Daily life is still going on, but it seems like people are just waiting for the end. And, you know, they want it to end, and the end they want is for Gaddafi to go.
And Gaddafi's been asking people to rally round his compound. So has he been responding to that call?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, when he appeared in an audio clip on Televigo, that's what he said: come to the Bab al-Ghazir, which is his compound, which is, you know, probably not where he's staying, because he, along with his family, is in hiding somewhere in the capital. But it was, you know, it was a call to show for the people of Tripoli to show their support. And I was just watching television late last night, state television, where they were broadcasting images from outside his compound, and not very many people there. You know, it's hard to say exactly, but I guess perhaps a few hundred with flags and just milling around. And in a city of a few million, that's really not very many. And the sense you get moving around the city is that there is no great of anger or outpouring of support for the brother leader. So, yeah, he does seem to be increasingly isolated.
Okay, Zan Rice, thank you very much.